Hallelujah. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. 愿弟兄姐妹们都得到主的平安。
This morning, the topic for mutual encouragement is the most joyful years.
今天要与大家分享的是最快乐的一年。
Let me ask you a question.
我要问大家一个问题。
Which year in your life was your most joyful year in your life?
那在你生命里面有哪一年是你认为最快乐的一年呢？
Let's think about this.
让我们去想想。
No matter how old you are,
无论你今年是多大年纪
，Look back in your life, which year you can call it the most joyful?
我们回想一下，哪一年是你可以称为最快乐的一年呢
？I think it would be very difficult to identify which year.
我相信是很难让我们去确认是哪一年的。
Because life is full of troubles.
因为人生是充满了愁烦。
You can say the happiest week or happiest day in your life, but the whole year, every day in that year is to be happy. I think it's quite impossible.
那你可以说有快乐的最快乐的一天或者最快乐的一个星期可是如果说有最快乐的一年呢应该是不大可能因为不可能在一年里面我们每一天都是快乐的
Even though you got married on that year some people say oh the day I got married is my happiest
甚至我们可能会说结婚的那一年就是我最快乐的那一年
But there's a saying called honeymoon right after the month you start arguing
因为我们
well, reality set in you're not happy anymore
那我们可能认为有一段时间是蜜月期间就是在那一段时间是没有任何争吵的。
Oh, okay.
可是过后我们还是要回到现实生活里面。
Or the year you graduate from universities, after you graduate become an employee, you're looking for a job, you're anxious. Oh, that's not that happy either.
那或者说有些人可能认为是刚毕业的那一年，可是刚毕业以后就开始要寻找工作，有时候还没寻找到工作，也可能不是那么快乐。
Life is full of trouble. It's so impossible to find a whole year. It's every day is happy.
所以呢，生活是充满愁烦的。所以说，要找一年是最快，一整年都是快乐，应当是不大可能。
But our God is a loving God.
可是我们的神呢，是蛮有慈爱的神。
He created us to be happy under His grace.
在他创造我们。如果活在他的恩典之下，我们就会有喜乐。
He called us to live a joyful life.
他呼召我们过一个喜乐的生活。
Actually, if we follow the word of God, living in His grace, every day we should be happy.
如果我们每一天都依照神的吩咐去生活，而且活在他的恩典当中，每一天应当都是喜乐的。
If you look at the Old Testament,
如果我们看旧约
the Lord.God Almighty really intended for the people to have one joyful year, one most joyful year.
那神呢，真的是有这种这样的希望，他的选民一整年都是过着喜乐的生活。
If you ask the Old Testament people, which year was their most joyful year?
如果我们问那些在旧约的人，哪一年是最快乐的一年呢
？And they'll tell you the year of Jubilee is the most joyful year.
他们会告诉你说，喜年就是最快乐的一年。
Let's turn to Leviticus 25.
我们看利未记第25章
，verse 12，
第十二节。
Leviticus chapter 25. Let's read from verse 11.
利未记第二十五章，我们从第十一节开始读。
Verse 11 of chapter 25.
那第十一节，利未记二十五章第十一节，第五十年要作为你们的喜年，这年不可耕种，地中之长的不可收割，没有修理的葡萄树也不可摘取葡萄。
Verse 12.
第十二节，因为这是喜年，你们要当作圣年，吃地中之处的土产。
Now, this is the background about the law of Moses. About every 50 years, there's a year called Jubilee.
这里面的背景呢，就是摩西的律法，就是每五十年呢，将会有一个喜年。
And then that year is so joyful, so happy. The word actually means happiness. The word Jubilee actually means happiness.
那这个喜年呢，它的意思就是喜乐、欢喜的意思。
And why is so happy?
为什么那么的欢喜呢
？Well, there's a little bit of background we have to understand.
那其中有一些背景我们需要去知道的。
As God created us, He intended us to have rest in every regular period of time.
那神创造人呢，他的意愿是我们在定时的时候有这个休息的日期。
Because with rest, you have peace, and you'll be blessed by God. You'll be happy.
因为休息，我们就得到平安，然后会得到神的祝福。
So the shortest period is weekly Sabbath. So every 7 days, you got Sabbath day, you rest, God bless you, you don't worry about your life, That's happiness.
那最短的呢，就是每个星期有这个安息日，我们来这里休息，得享安息，得到神的祝福。
God promise you, if you believe in His word, you only work 6 days, but you have provision for 7 days. You never be lacking.
那神的应许就是，你只需要一个星期工作六天，他就能够供给你足够七天的享用，
and,
是不需要去忧虑什么的。
And spiritually, you'll be provided for.
而且在属灵上也能够得到神的供给。
So that's called weekly Sabbath.
所以这就是每个星期的安息了。
And that's why we are here.
所以今天也是为什么我们今天坐在这里。
This is the commandment of God.
这是神的诫命。
It's a promise.
也是他的应许。
If you believe it, you'll be blessed.
如果你相信，你就会得到祝福。
If you don't believe it, today you still go to work.
如果你不相信，今天还要去工作。
You want to rely on yourself?
要依靠自己。
Well, you are free to do so, but you are far from God's promise.
当然你是有这个自由去做，可是呢，那要得到神的祝福，那就非常的遥远了。
Now, in the Old Testament, there's something called Sabbath year.
那在旧约里面也有这个叫做安息年的事。
If you read chapter 25, verse 1 to 7, it tells you about Sabbath year.
如果我们从利未记25章第一节读到第十节呢，会发现其中谈到安息年。
Because in the past, people are living in an agricultural society.
因为在从前的人，他们是住在这个耕种的社会里面。
So the Lord God tell them, from year 1 to year 6, you have to do your farming really diligently.
那神告诉他们，从第一年到第六年，你们要不断的努力去耕种。
But the 7th year, you have to stop, everybody have to stop farming.
可是第七年呢，每个人都要停止耕种。
And you have to eat whatever grow naturally from the field.
然后吃在土里面所生产的一切。
But you should not do farming actively.
可是却不能够去积极的做这个耕种的工作。
You should let the land rest.
让这个土地能够休息。
Now this instruction was given by God 3,500 years ago.
那这个诫命呢，是神在3500多年前所吩咐的。
At that time there was no agricultural science.
当时是没有任何的这种农耕科学。
But the word of the Lord God Almighty is the most scientific of all.
可是神的这一种这样子的吩咐呢，却是最合乎科学逻辑的。
Because God is the one who created heaven and earth.
因为他本来就是他来创造这个天地。
He knows that in order for the land to sustain, to produce,effectively, then every now and then the land have to rest.
因为他知道要这个地呢能够不断的可以继续的去被利用，那地必须要得到这个休息。
If you don't let the land to rest, very soon the land will run out of nutrition and will not be productive.
那如果我们不让这土地休息呢，很快的土地将会完全被我们用干它所有里面的那些营养。
So God is the most powerful.Agricultural scientist.
所以呢，神就是最有能力的这个农耕科学家。
But here from verse 8, it tells us that every 7 Sabbath year.
那第利未记25章第8节说，每一个每七个安息年。
That is 49 years, right?
就是有七个安息年，七就四十九，总共
有49年。And then the next year is called the year of jubilee.
那49年过后呢，就是这个喜年了。
So that means every 50 years, if you are so lucky to live at least 50 years old, you will see one year of jubilee in your life.
那第五十年就是喜年了。如果你的人生能够活超过50岁的话，在你的一生当中至少有一次可以看到喜年。
How many 50 years old you can live, brother and sister, today?
弟兄姐妹们，今天你能够活多少个50年呢？
Most of us will live less than 100 years.
我们大多数人的生命都不超过100年。
So if in your life you're so lucky to see one year of jubilee, you're so blessed.
所以呢，在你一生当中你如果能够看到一个喜年，你已经是蒙福了。
Then you may say, why anything is so special about the year of jubilee?
那为什么这喜年有这么特别吗？
Because in this year, every day people are happy.
因为在这喜年每一天那些人都非常的喜乐。
Every day people are living in the grace of God.
因为每天他们都会活在神的恩典当中。
And they don't have to worry about their physical life, and they also have peace with God.
他们不需要去忧虑自己这个属肉体的生活，而且在神里面将会得到平安。
So what is this year of jubilee represent?
那这喜年代表着什么呢？
And of course, historically they have meaning, but spiritually also have meaning.
那从历史的角度来看，它是有意义、存在意义的。当然，从属灵角度看来看，它更加有它的意义。
Because today, spiritually speaking, is Lord Jesus Christ bring the salvation to us is the year of Jubilee.
那今天以属灵的角度来看呢，主耶稣基督把救恩交给我们啊，就是禧年了。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 4.
我们看路加福音第四章。
Luke chapter 4.
路加福音第四章
verse 19.
第十九节
18-19
是八十九节
Luke chapter 4 verse 18-19
路加福音第四章第十八节第十九节十八节主的灵在我身上因为他用膏膏我叫我传福音给贫穷的人差遣我报告被掳的得释放瞎眼的得看见叫那受压制的得自由十九节报告神悦纳人的禧年。
What is the mission of Lord Jesus Christ when he came to this world?
那主耶稣基督来到这世上，他的使命是什么呢
？What is the content of the gospel?
那福音的内容又是什么呢
？Verse 19 tells us in one word that he want to announce and pronounce that the year of Jubilee has come.
那第十九节就做了用一句话来做了一个总结，就是。报告神悦纳人的禧年已经到了。
So, this is the gospel.
这就是福音。
But in the Old Testament, it's already hidden the meaning of the gospel.
那在旧约，这个福音的意思已经隐藏在里面了。
And until the New Testament time is the fulfillment.
那到新约就能够完全的就是实现了。
So, brother and sister, this morning we're going to kind of look at what is the year of Jubilee so good to us? Why is so special?
那今天我们弟兄姐妹们，今天我们来查考这禧年为什么对我们那么的好，为什么的那样的特别。
The first point
啊，第一点
，The year of Jubilee that is to remind us that our sins are forgiven。
那这禧年呢，就是要提醒我们，我们的罪已经得着赦免。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 25。
我们看利未记第二十五章
，25 verse 9，
第九节。
Chapter 25 verse 9，
利未记第二十五章第九节，第九节。当年七月初十日，你们要大发脚声，这日就是赎罪日。你们要，对不起，要在遍地发出脚声。
Now, this is to tell us what happened in the 49th years. That is one year before the year of Jubilee.
这里告诉我们，第四十九年就是禧年的前一年，将会发生什么事
？That they have to specially celebrate, remind in the Day of Atonement that the sins are forgiven and blow the trumpet in over.
他们要特地的在那一天提醒，要发出这个脚声就是这个赎罪的日已经到来了。
This is the grace that our Lord Jesus Christ bring to us.
这就是主耶稣基督给我们的恩典。
Without sin forgiven, that there will be no grace from God.
如果我们的罪没有得着赦免，就不能够从神得到恩典。
Without sin forgiven, our life will not have any peace.
如果我们的罪没有得到赦免，我们的生活就没有平安。
Brother and sister, you look at our society. Will you think that our society today is getting better or getting worse?
弟兄姐妹们，我们看看我们现在所活在的社会，我们觉得它变得更好呢，还是觉得它变得更不好呢
well, ？If you look at the technology advancement, you totally agree that the world is getting faster in information, getting more convenient.
如果我们看看今天科技的发展，我们会认为。今天信息可以很快的被传递，而且很多事情都可以很快的被完成。
But does technology bring better life?
那可是这些科技是否让我们的生活变得更好呢
？Yeah, physically it is.
当然，在肉体上是如此的。
But spiritually it is not.
可是呢，从属灵的角度来看，却不是。
Because technology can be used by sin, by devil to infiltrate our life and our society and our human mind.
可是这个科技却被魔鬼利用把罪撒在人的心灵上。
Look at since the internet become so high speed.
那我们看看今天当这个网际网络的速度变得那么快的时候。
And since the tablet or the phone, smartphone become so popular.
当今天这些 tablet, 还有这些智能电话变得那么的普遍的时候。
What happened to people's life?
今天人的生活有了什么改变呢
？What happened to your family members? What happened to your children?
你今天你的家人有什么改变呢？你的孩子有什么改变呢
？Do they get closer to you or they get far more and more far from you?
你的家人跟你的孩子跟你越来越亲近吗？还是跟你越来越疏远呢
？Sometimes I go to a restaurant and when I sit down and eat and I observe what happened to the table next to me.
有时候我去到餐厅看看周围其他桌子的那些吃饭的其他的家庭。
In the past, when family go to sit down and eat together, they all talk together.
那以前呢，我们一家人通常一家人出去吃饭，坐在桌子上都是大家在谈话的。
But now I observe when we see in the restaurant many tables, right? Father and mother sit down together, and the children, everybody bring out their so-called smartphone, right? And become smart, and everybody just without looking at the food, but rather is playing with the phone.
今天如果在餐馆我们看到当这些 家庭他们一坐下来爸爸妈妈还有孩子个人各自都会拿出他们的电话然后大家都会在专注于在他们的 手提电话上
They sit in the table but they don't talk
他们虽然坐在同一个桌子上可是却没有交谈
What happened in the family I think is similar
我相信在家里面也是同样如此
And when they go home they just put out of school bag and go to their room and start with their computers
他们一回到家就会把他们的书包放在一旁，直接进入房间，打开电脑。
But the problem with internet right now is there's so many content that is corrupt, that is used by sin.
可是问题就是在于今天在网际网络上有很多的内容都是那些充满罪恶的内容。
So if our life is used by sin,
如果我们的生活是被罪所运用
，then the grace of God cannot be flowing toward us.
那么神的恩典就不能够流到我们身上了。
Just like a pipe being blocked, the water cannot flow.
就好像一条水管被堵住，那些水不能够顺畅的流通。
Many people complain that children don't talk to them anymore.
很多人他们抱怨说他们的儿女不跟他们讲话。
Many couples complain they are not close anymore.
很多夫妻他们抱怨说他们已经不是好像以前那么的亲近。
Why?
为什么如此呢?
Because human heart is not the same as before.
因为我们的心，人的心已经不像从前那样
了。Because human heart is not close to God.
因为人的心现在已经不跟神亲近了。
It's difficult to get close because of the blockage of sin.
是因为罪的缘故，让我们与神隔绝，很难跟神亲近。
And that's why we are not close to each other.
所以同样的，我们人与人之间也不能够再亲近了。
So the first thing to deal with is to deal with sin, to unblock it.
所以我们第一样所要去处理的事情就是要处理这个罪让它不要再堵住我们
So when Jesus came He announced the year of Jubilee is He wanted to offer a way to deal with our transgressions
那所以主耶稣来了就是向我们宣告这个禧年因为他将会帮我们去处理解决这个罪的事情
Let's turn to Romans
我们看罗马书
Romans chapter 5
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5
罗马书第五章
Verse 15
第十五节
Romans chapter 5 verse 15
罗马书第五章第十五节罗马书第五章第十五节十五节只是过犯不如恩赐若因一人的过犯众人都死了何况神的恩典以那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐此不更加悖逆临到众人吗
Verse 16
第十六节因一人犯罪就定罪也不如恩赐原来审判是由一人而定罪恩典乃是由 许多过犯而称义
Here Paul in the book of Romans illustrate to us where sin come from
这里保罗在罗马书告诉我们罪从哪里来
Sin come from one man which is our ancestor Adam
那罪呢从一人而来就是我们的始祖亚当
So through one man sin that we all he died and also we all die spiritually
因为一人犯罪使到众人都死了因为他也死了
But now through one man who is Lord Jesus Christ
可是今天借着一个人就是借着耶稣基督
The grace of God is brought to us and we can be justified
神的恩典现在临到我们好让我们能够称义
So brother and sister do we know that what is our problem
所以弟兄姐妹们我们是否知道自己的问题在哪里吗
Being a minister we always have to talk to different people and especially in the church
作为传道长子常常都在教会里面跟不同的人谈话
Nowadays family problem is so complicated
今天家庭问题是多么的复杂
Marriage problem
婚姻上的问题
Children problem
儿女问题
Different generation gap
不同年代的那个隔膜
It's all come from the sinful nature of our human character
都是因为我们人心里面的那个罪性。
So why do we believe in Lord Jesus Christ?
今天为什么我们要相信耶稣基督?
Not to ask God to bless us physically only.
不只是要神在肉体上赐福给我们而已。
Not to ask God to give us a job.
不 不只是要神给我们一个工作而已。
Or not to ask God to solve our problem.
也不只是要求神帮我们解决问题而已。
Or when you have sickness, because the doctor cannot heal you, you come to God.
不是因为今天医生医不好我的病，所以我来找神。
Those are the grace of God, but it's not the primary reason we are here.
那些都是神的恩典，可是却不是我们今天来到教会的最主要的原因。
Why are we here today?
今天为什么我们来到这里？
We want God to change our life.
因为我们要求，我们需要神改变我们的生命。
Before our life is controlled by our bad nature, our bad characters.
因为在从前，我们的生活都是被我们这些不好的行为、不好的事情所控制的。
But now we want God to help us to change.
可是今天我们是要求神帮助我们改变我们。
To deal with our sin.
来解决我们所面临的罪。
How can the sin be dealt with?
那这些罪如何得到解决呢？
In the time of Old Testament, they sacrificed animals.
那在旧约他们是以献上这些动物作为解决的方式。
But in the spiritual jubilee right now, we use the blood of Lord Jesus.
可是今天在这一个年代，这个禧年的时候，我们是用耶稣基督的宝血
through the water baptism
接着洗礼。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
我们看《使徒行传》第二章
verse 38,
第三十八节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 38.
使徒行传第二章第三十八节。使徒行传第二章第三十八节，彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
This is the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ through Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost.
这就是主耶稣基督借着彼得在五旬节的时候所说出的话。
And this is what exactly what TJC, True Jesus Church, is so special and emphasized that the complete truth of God.
这也是今天真耶稣教会为什么这么特别的强调这一个全备的福音。
Other churches, they preach that when you believe in Jesus, you are saved.
因为其他教会他们所传扬的是，只要你相信耶稣基督，你就得救了。
As soon as you repent, your sins are forgiven by God.
只要你悔改，你的罪就得赦了。
But this is not complete gospel.
可是这却不是全备的福音。
The year of jubilee, the full content is right here.
那这禧年的整个救恩的内容就在这里。
Yes, you have to repent.
是的，你必须要悔改。
But more importantly, where is the remission of sin?The exact timing happened.
可是最重要的是，这个罪得赦是在什么时候得赦呢？
Is when you baptize in the name of Jesus.
就是当你奉耶稣基督的名受洗的时候。
For the forgiveness of sin.
就是能够叫你的罪得赦。
And then when your sin will be forgiven, and the year of jubilee will come into you.
那当你的罪得了赦免，那这禧年就临到你身上。
Brother and sister, we must understand this very seriously.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们要严重的去看待这个，明白这个事情。
Because some members, after they believe in long years in TJC, they don't understand what's the difference between TJC and other denominations.
有些信徒他们虽然在耶稣教会成为信徒很久了一段时间，可是却不能够明白我们的教会与别的教会有什么分别。
Other churches are very good. They love God.
他们会说其他教会也是很好的，他们是爱神的。
Why do you say other church cannot be saved?
为什么你会说别的教会不能得救呢？
It's not that we say that they cannot be saved. It's the Bible say you have to be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus to be saved.
并不是我们去说别人不能够得救，而是圣经这里说我们必须要奉耶稣基督的名使到我们的罪得赦。
If you are not baptized in the name of Jesus,
如果我们受洗不是奉耶稣基督的名受洗，
There's no forgiveness of sin.
就没有罪得赦免。
You have no Year of Jubilee coming toward you.
就没有禧年临到我们身上。
So this is very, very important.
所以这是非常重要的。
So the year of Jubilee, the first point is sins have to be forgiven.
所以呢，禧年的第一点呢，就是我们罪必须要得赦免。
We thank God that in 1 month time, a spiritual convocation is coming.
我们感谢神，在就快要少过一个月，我们的这一个灵恩会就要来了。
We thank God that we have some truth seekers. They have been coming to church for a while. They want to apply for water baptism.
我们也感谢神，有些慕道者他们来了一段时间，现在也要申请去领受洗礼。
Actually, when we are living on earth, the year that we got baptized is the most important to you and should be your year of jubilee.
那其实我们活在世上的年数，哪一年你受洗，应当就是那一年最重要的一年。
Because from that year on.You follow Jesus, you become belongs to Him.
因为从那年开始，你就跟随了基督，你已经成为基督的人。
Now, let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 25.
我们再回去看利未记第25章。
Why year of Jubilee is so special and so blessed?
为什么这个喜年那么的特别，那么的得到祝福呢？
The second point is you will have freedom.
第二点就是我们得到了自由。
Let's read 25, chapter 25, verse 10.
利未记二十五章第十节。利未记二十五章第十节。第五十年，你们要当作圣年，在遍地给一切的居民宣告自由。这年必为你们的喜年，个人要归自己的产业，各归本家。
Now here, the Bible tells us after the sin is atoned for, then the year of jubilee basically is to pronounce everybody got their freedom.
那当我们的罪被宣告得赦以后，接下来在喜年第五十年。所有人将会被宣告得着自由。
Now, what is the definition of freedom?
自由的定义是什么呢？
I think this term freedom, the definition is different to many people. Depends on where you come from and what is your idea.
那自由这个字，这个词的定义有赖于你是从哪一个地方来，有赖于你的观点是什么。
Canada, 2016, is a land of freedom. And people emphasize freedom.
2016年的加拿大，这里的人常常强调自由。
Western culture, Western democracy, popular culture also emphasize freedom.
西方的文化，西方的民主常常强调自由。
I think if you grab anyone on the street and ask them, what is the meaning of freedom? They will tell you this.
如果你走在街上，你像随便找一个人来问，你问他自由是什么，他会这样子回答你。
They will tell you, freedom means I can do whatever I want.
他会跟你说，自由就是我可以做我喜欢做的任何事情。
I can say whatever I want to say.
我可以说我喜欢说的任何东西。
I can eat whatever I want to eat.
我可以吃我喜欢吃的任何东西。
I can see whatever I want to see.
也可以看我喜欢看的任何东西。
So this is how most people in this world define freedom.
这就是今天人对于自由的定义。
But if you look at the Bible, it's not the way to define it.
可是如果我们看圣经，圣经却不是这样子来为自由做定义。
If you look at the background, what does freedom mean?
如果我们看看它的背景，自由是什么意思呢？
In the past, 3,500 years ago, some people were so poor, and the only thing they can sell is themselves.
那3,500年前，那些人他们很贫穷的，他们所能够卖的就是自己。
Because there's no else, there are no other things else they can sell.
因为他们没有任何的财物可以去卖。
They would say, okay, I sell myself to you, I become your slave.
他们很可能会这样子说，把自己卖给你，成为你的奴仆。
When you become somebody's slave, you have to listen, follow everything, or control by your master. No matter whatever he tells you to do, you have to do it.
那既然成为了别人的奴仆以后，你就要完完全全遵照你的主人所吩咐你所做的一切。
You have no sovereignty anymore. You are being controlled.
已经没有了自主权，完全的被别人控制。
So, slave has no freedom.
所以奴仆是没有自由的。
But true freedom in the Bible means that you are not controlled by the master.
那在圣经里面所说的真自由就是不被主人所控制。
You can walk away free.
你可以很自由的走开。
Wow, what does it mean to us today spiritually?
那从属灵的角度来看，对我们有什么意义呢？
True freedom is not to do whatever you want.
真正的自由并不是说你可以做任何你要做的事情。
But true freedom is you are not controlled by sin.
真正的自由是你不被罪所控制。
You look at our society nowadays.
我们看我们今天的社会。
People really talk about freedom.
今天的人常常谈自由。
And to be very sad to hear, but we know, everybody know already, our government is very soon to try to legalize drugs. And in the very near future, you can see in the store nearby in your corner, you can buy drugs legally.
那很不幸的，我们今天这个政府也看，在不久的将来将会合法，让毒品合法化。
Now,
那我们在走在街上的哪一个角落都可以轻易的买到这些毒品。
Nowadays, drugs is legalized.
那当这些毒品被合法化以后
，We know that before gambling also been legalized already.
那我们知道赌博也已经被合法化了。
And in Europe, some country prostitution has legalized.
那在欧洲有些国家这些娼妓也已经被合法化了。
Because people say we are free to do whatever we want.
因为人们都在说我们应当有自由做自己喜欢做的事。
But it is true freedom.
可是这是真自由吗？
Because so many people actually are bound by sin.
其实很多人他们其实是被罪所控制。
They are not free because they cannot quit whatever they are addicted to.
他们已经不再有自由，因为他们不能够停止自己已经上瘾所要做的事情。
Last week, during the weekend in my house, we showed the movie to my kids, about this one very famous movie called Home Alone.
那上个礼拜我在家里面跟我的孩子一起看这个电影叫做 Home Alone.
This is a very old movie made in the 90s.
是九十年代一套很旧的一套电影。
When I was in high school, this movie, I think most people know it. It's so famous. It's blockbuster.
那在我在中学的时候呢，是非常当时非常流行的一套电影。
It talks about a kid was left alone by his parents. So and the bad guys, the robber come in, and how this kid, even though he's so small, but he was so smart and outplayed the burglars.
那是故事里面呢。那个主人翁是一个小孩，他的父母不在家，然后有两个强盗要进入他家里面偷东西。那么这个小孩是非常聪明的。
You know, if you're kids, you love this kind of movie.
虽然他很小，可是他却能够怎么样的击败这两个强盗。所以呢，当时的小孩都非常喜欢这个电影。
Because the kid was so innocent and so smart, and still the face looked like an angel.
因为那个小孩呢，他是多么的天真无邪，样子好像天使一样。
And after watching the movie, my kid was so happy.
那看到这个电影以后，我的孩子他们都很高兴。
And afterwards, I think maybe I should teach them something.
那后来我要教他们一些教训。
I asked them, "Do you know what happened to this main character when he grew up?"
那我问他们，你们知道这个故事里面这个主角他现在长大了，他变成什么样子吗？
They said, "No, we didn't know."
他们说不知道。
Okay, I said, "Daddy show you his picture now when he grow up."
那我让他看那个小孩现在长大了，他的样子变成什么样子。
Go online, you can just easily find the picture.
那我们就上网，就很容易找到他现在长大以后的样子。
He's only 30, or less than even 30, less than 30 or 30 some years old.
现在这个小孩已经长大。
Maybe less than 30 even.
是差不多少过30岁的年龄。
But the face is no longer innocent.
可是他的样子已经不再天真了。
Why?
为什么呢？
He was successful so early. He became a drug addict for many years.
因为他很早就已经在事业上成功，所以后来就成为了一个吸毒者。
He got money. He got fame. He got everything.
他有钱，有了这个名声。
But just like so many movie star, artists, musicians.
可是，正如好像其他很多的这些电影明星或者是艺术家一样
，After their success, they become so empty inside.
当他们成功了以后，他们心灵非常的空虚。
And the only way to fill the emptiness is to find drugs or other things.
那唯一能够让他们填满他们心灵空虚的心灵，就是用这些毒品或者一些其他的事情。
They have money, they have freedom to do it, but they cannot get out of it.
他们有钱，有这个自由去做这些事情，可是却不能够有自由脱离这些事情。
Look at the face. You know, a drug addict's face is so pitiful. You know, this is something going on in their life.
看看他的脸，作为一个吸毒者，他的样子，是多么的可怜。
He is only one of the examples. There's so many people in the industry, so many movie stars, so many people are addiction to some kind of things.
他只是其中一位而已。其实，在这些影院圈里面，有很多这些明星，其实都已经有很多这些不同的毒瘾，或者是任何其他的怪癖。
Even in our society.
甚至在我们今天的社会里面
This is one of the most free society in the whole planet.
今天我们所处的社会是整个地球里面最有自由的社会。
But also, this is the society, spiritually, which people have the least freedom, because most people were bound by some kind of addictions, or kind of habits, or bound by sin.
可是今天我们这个社会却是世界上人们心灵上最不自由的，因为差不多大多数人他们都被某种的毒瘾或者是任何的怪癖所控制。
And especially the devil want to target the younger generation.
尤其今天这个撒旦他的目标就是这些年轻的一代。
From very young age, young people already do not have freedom.
从很小时候开始，今天的小孩就已经没有自由了。
Controlled by the internet, controlled by technology.
他们被网际网络所控制，他们被先进的科技所控制。
Addictions.
他们已经上瘾了。
But Christ come.To pronounce freedom once again.
可是基督来临，再次的宣告自由。
How can he set us free?
那基督怎么样让我们得着自由呢？
From gambling, from addiction, from anything.
如何从这些赌博、这些毒瘾或者任何的怪癖 能够脱离得着自由呢？
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
我们看约翰福音第八章
verse 32.
第三十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 32.
约翰福音第八章第三十二节。
John 8:32.
约翰福音第八章第三十二节，第三十二节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
This is the promise of Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的应许。
Jesus can give you freedom.
耶稣可以给你得着自由。
You are no more slave to anybody.
你今天已经不再是任何人的奴仆。
If you are slave to sin, you're crying inside. You need Jesus.
如果你是罪的奴仆，你心灵正在哭泣，你需要耶稣基督。
If you are slave to sorrow, to depression, you cannot come out. You need Jesus.
如果今天你是焦虑的奴仆，你是这个忧郁的奴仆，你需要耶稣基督让你得着自由。
If you are slave to stress, to pressure,
如果你今天是生活压力的奴仆，
you need Jesus.
你需要耶稣基督。
But how can Jesus help you?
可是耶稣基督如何救你呢？
Through the truth.
就是借着真理。
Through reading the Bible, through learning the truth.
借着读圣经，借着去去查考圣经。
And then you will have true freedom.
那你就能够得到真正的自由。
Brother and sister, this is so important.
弟兄姐妹们，这是多么的重要。
Especially nowadays in this society.
尤其是在我们今天这个社会里面。
We need Jesus.
我们都需要耶稣。
We need freedom.
我们需要得自由。
Now, not only that the freedom is pronounced.
不单只自由被宣告出来了。
And there's one very important point in turning back to Leviticus chapter 25 about the year of Jubilee.
我们回去再回去看这个利未记第二十五章，还有一样也是非常重要的事情。
The third point is, in the year of Jubilee, you will be given back your inheritance.
在禧年还有一个更重要的事情，将是你们将要得到自己的产业。
Verse 10, let's read chapter 25 verse 10.
我们看第二十五章的第十节。
Chapter 25 verse 10.
利未记二十五章第十节，第五十年你们要当作圣年，在遍地给一切的居民宣告自由。这年必为你们的禧年，个人要归自己的产业，各归本家。
Now think about this.
我们想想。
If you have sold your house some years back because you need money.
因为几年前你需要钱把自己的房子卖了。
I think this happened, right? Sometimes we need money, we sell our property.
有时候这种事情会发生，就是我们需要钱，所以把我们的房子卖掉。
What if one day, after a certain time, that, oh, your property is given back to you for free?
那如果有一天你所卖掉的房子忽然间有人免费的送回给你。
How does that sound?
那对你来说这又是如何呢？
And then that's too good to be true in modern day society, right? This not, it can never happen in this today's society.
在我们今天这个所谓新的时代里面，这种事情是不可能发生的。
But in the past, 3,500 years ago, under the law of Moses, every 50 years, this will happen.
可是在3500年前，在摩西的时代，每五十年这种事情将会发生。
Because the land are allocated by God to different tribes.
因为这个地呢，神已经定准了是属于哪一个支派。
They can sell it, but they only sell it for 50 years.
他们可以把地卖出去，可是只能够卖五十年。
After 50 years, the land have to return to the tribe, the family name.
那五十年过后呢，这个地将会再归回给那个卖地的那家人。
They have lost it in the past, but now the property is given back to them.
他们从前失去过这个地，可是今天他们将会重新获得那个地。
How good and wonderful that is when you see the year of Jubilee.
那看到禧年对你来说是多么的美好。
Today, spiritually, when we follow Christ, when we are in God, the same thing happened to us.
今天在属灵上，如果我们跟随基督，同样的事情也会发生在我们身上。
What is our true inheritance?
我们真正的产业是什么呢？
That we have lost, but it will be given back to us.
我们从前所失去真正的产业是什么？今天能够再次的归回给我们呢？
Eternal life.
这就是我们的永生。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
我们看以弗所书第一
章。Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书的第一章
verse 11
第十一节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 11
以弗所书第一章第十一节，十一节， 我们也在他里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意行做万事的，照着他旨意所预定的。
This is so wonderful promise of Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣基督这美好的应许。
Paul illustrates this very clearly to us in the book of Ephesians.
那保罗在以弗所书很清楚地向我们描述。
After we were called,
我们被呼召以后。
After our sins are atoned for,
当我们的罪得赦以后。
After we are free, we are set free.
当我们被释放得着自由以后。
We are not set free as a poor man to go outside with empty hand with nothing.
我们并不是因为被释放，然后就两手空空的出去成为一个自由人。
But God promised us, after you are set free, you'll be given back to the inheritance that you have lost before.
可是神的应许是，我们得了自由以后呢，那应当属于我们的基业将会再次的给我们。
Our inheritance is not in this world.
我们所要得着的产业并不在这世上。
Our inheritance is the heavenly kingdom.
我们的产业是这天国。
What is this world? How much does this world can contain or the value?
那这个世界有值多少钱？值这价值是多少呢？
啊、the value in this world actually is created by human being.
其实这个世界的价值是人所创造出来的。
And it's so short term.
而且是多么的短期。
Sometimes I think about human life is quite pathetic and very sad.
有时候我看看人生，其实真的是非常的可悲。
啊、for example, what are we doing in our life every day? Why are we working so hard for? What is the main reason?
比如说，我们每一天那么的努力工作，究竟是为什么呢
？And of course, people in the past they just work so hard just to earn the bread and fill their stomach.
其实，在以前的人，他们努力工作就是为了要吃饱的一餐而已。
But nowadays, I think people are enslaved by their house or their mortgages or the property.
可是今天的人呢，他们却做了这个房奴或者是这些贷款的奴隶。
Why?
为什么呢
？Nowadays, if you look at the house prices,
看看我们今天这些房屋的这个价钱。
Let's say in Toronto,
看看多伦多的房产。
For example, 10, 20, 30 years ago, the house are very cheap.
二三十年前，这里的房子是非常的便宜。
You have a stable job, middle class. You buy a big house, 2 garage, no problem.
只要你有一份稳定的工作，买一个双车房的房子根本就没问题。
But now it's different.
可是现在不一样了。
If you are so lucky, you still have a house.
如果今天你是一个幸运的人，你有房子。
But you're locked into the market 30 years.
可是呢，你却被锁在这一个贷款银行贷款里面，贷款时间是30年。
Next 30 years, half of your income go to that so-called earthly property, earthly inheritance.
那在接下来的30年，我们的所得到的那个收入呢，都会一半都会进入这个地上的产业。
You have to work so hard, you have to save so hard, just to pay the mortgage.
我们努力的工作，努力的存钱，就是为了要还贷款。
And the worst thing is, after you die, you cannot bring any of it to go with you.
而最可悲的事情就是，当我们有一天离世以后，这一切都不能够带去。
This is earthly inheritance.
这就是地上的产业。
If our life, our hope is set in this world,
如果我们的生命，我们的希望只停留在这个世界上
actually, we are worse than unbelievers.
其实我们比不幸的人更加可怜。
But there's one promise in Lord Jesus Christ. He pronounced in the year of Jubilee.
可是耶稣基督却有一个应许，在喜年的时候向我们宣告。
Even though this world will pass,
虽然这个世界将要过去
，But in Christ, He's provided you the true inheritance.
可是，在基督里，他却让你有这个真正的产业。
Do you know in this world the property, even though the value can go so high, but also in one night the property can also go to zero.
你知道今天这些世上的产业，他们的价钱可以升到那么高，可是有一天一夜之间也可以跌下来变成零吗
？Last month in Taiwan, there was an earthquake.
那去年在上个月在台湾有这个地震，在台南。
After the earthquake,
那地震以后
，one apartment building,
那这一个公寓楼，整栋公寓楼
suddenly just crumble.To the ground.
整栋公寓楼都倒塌下来。
And because of the construction, there's some corruption, there's some negligence, so the structure is not proper.
因为那个建筑商他们在建筑的时候没有依照规矩去做这个建造。
And that is the only property that crumbled to the ground. It's the only building that crumbled.
这是那唯一整栋大楼倒塌下来的公寓。
And of course, 10 or some years ago, in the another earthquake, bigger one, many buildings they collapsed.
那在很多年前也曾经有过地震，有很多这些 建筑物都倒塌。
And of course, during last month, that building collapsed. Many people died trapped inside.
那上个月这个建筑倒塌的时候，有很多人都因此失去了生命。
It's a very sad event.
是一个悲惨的事情。
I'm thinking, every individual apartment that in that building cost millions of dollars.
那我在想，里面每一个单位、每一个公寓单位都是好几百万价钱的。
And people's dream, people's whole life savings are inside.
那有些人他们一生的所存的钱都在里面。
And their life is also inside.
而且他们的生命也在里面。
But in one second, like this, it can be gone.
可是在一秒钟这一切都化为乌有。
This is our earthly inheritance.
这就是我们在地上的产业。
It is with you now, but it's not with you forever.
今天你拥有它，可是却不是永远拥有。
But why are we following Lord Jesus Christ?
可是今天为什么我们要跟随耶稣基督呢？
What do we bring for us? The year of Jubilee.
那这个禧年带给我们什么呢？
That he give you the spiritual inheritance.
他给我们这个属灵的基业。
The heavenly kingdom.
就是这天国。
Nobody can take it away.
是没有人可以抢去的。
Building collapse will not take it away.
即使是建筑物倒塌也不能够抢去。
Global warming, the flood come, will not take it away.
即使是这个天气变暖而且有这个大水灾也不会抢去你的基业。
Earthquake will not take it away.
地震也不会抢去你的基业。
Fire cannot take it away.
那火灾也不会抢去你的基业。
Because it's a spiritual kingdom of God.
因为这是神属灵的国度。
I testified before there was a brother in his terminal cancer.
那我曾经这样子见证过，有一位弟兄在他癌症末期的时候。
He bought a house with worth more than $2.5 million recently before he fell sick.
在他还没有生病之前，他不久前买了一个房子的价钱大概是2500万。
It was a very beautiful house.
是非常
he was so proud.
漂亮的房子。
He was so proud. He showed me inside. Everything so new, so nice.
他非常的自豪，他带我去参观他的房子，里面真的是非常的漂亮。
Just like the foothill of the mountain.
就在这个山脚下。
And facing the ocean.
而且是面对着海。
Wow, it's one of the most beautiful houses that I ever seen.
是我曾经看过一栋最美丽的房子。
But after he get cancer.
可是当他得到癌症以后
The doctor told him that you're fourth stage terminal cancer.
那医生跟他说你是第四期的癌症。
He never talked about his house anymore.
他不再讲他的房子了。
Because when he is lying in the hospital bed, he's not thinking about his house.
因为当他躺在医院的床上，他不再想着房子。
The house, the mansion is not important to him anymore.
对他来说，那个房子已经完全不重要了。
He's thinking about what will happen.
他正在想将会发生什么事情。
If he die, if he pass away, what will happen?
他在想如果他今天离世将会发生什么事情。
But thank God before he pass away.
感谢神在他还没有离世之前。
God show him the vision.
神让他看到一个意象。
God bring him to see heaven.
神带他去看这个天国。
Heaven is so beautiful.
看到天国是多么的美丽。
In the past, he knew it, but it's only by knowledge. He never seen it.
之前他是知道有天国可是却没有看过。
But after he seen it,
可是看过以后
he didn't want to come back.
他不愿意回来了。
I said, wow, what God promised for me is truly, truly real.
他说神应许给他的是那么的真实。
He never think about his money, think about his house.
他不再去想他的钱，不再想他的房子。
He think about when he see Jesus.
他正在想着要什么时候可以去见耶稣基督。
His true spiritual inheritance.
他是得到这个真正的属灵的基业。
He never afraid.
已经不再害怕
He never feel alone.
已经不再觉得孤单
He know that God has reserved the inheritance for him.
因为他知道神为他已经保存了他将要得到的基业
Wow, this happened to encourage many people's faith.
那这事情让很多人的信仰得到激励
Today, the year of Jubilee already pronounced to us.
今天这个禧年已经向我们宣告了
That our sin are forgiven in his blood.
我们的罪借着他的宝血已经得以赦免。
We are given freedom that we cannot be controlled by sin anymore.
我们已经得着自由，不再受罪所控制。
And our inheritance are returned to us.
而我们将要得到的基业也将会赐给我们。
And one more thing he promised in the year of Jubilee.
还有一样神在禧年应许我们的。
About our physical life.
就是我们这个属肉的生活。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 25.
我们回去看利未记第25章。
Please read verse 19.
第十九节。
25 verse 19.
利未记第25章第十九节。十九节，地必出土产，你们就要吃饱。 在那地上安然居住。
Verse 20.
第二十节，你们若说这第七年我们不耕种也不收藏土产，是什么呢？
Verse 21.
第二十一节，我必在第六年将我所命的福赐给你们，地边生三年的土产。
Verse 22.
第二十二节，第八年你们要耕种，也要吃陈粮，等到第九年出产收来的时候，你们还吃陈粮。
Now, according to God's instruction, that in the year of Jubilee, this also is a sabbatical year, that the whole year they are not allowed to farm.
那其实根据神的吩咐呢，这个禧年其实也是安息年，这一整年里面他们是不应当耕种的。
Now, the people will ask, if we don't farm, what do we eat?
那些人会问，如果不耕种，我们吃什么呢？
Well, we are living in the world, we have to be practical, right?
我们活在世上要实际一点，是吗？
You tell us whole year don't farm, then what do we eat?
你叫我一整年不耕种，我吃什么呢？
God is wonderful, you don't have to worry. God is smarter than you.
神是奇妙的，你不需要忧虑，因为神比你更加有智慧。
Brother and sister, we must remember this, right? God is smarter than you, okay?
弟兄姐妹们，我们要记住这一点，神比我们更有智慧。
You don't have to tell God what to do or tell God what you have forgotten.
我们不需要教导神怎么做，也不需要提醒神，以为他忘记了什么。
Sometimes we think we are smarter than God.
很多时候我们自以为比神更聪明。
We think, hey God, did have you forget something?
我们会问神说，神啊，你是否忘记了这件事情？
Have you forgotten the thinking about me if I come to you or listen to your word?
那如果我，你是否忘记了我呢？
God said, don't worry. Hang on. Wait, let me show you how the math calculation.
那神说你不，不要惊慌，让我告诉你怎么去计算。
God said, on the sixth year.
神说在第六年，
I'll give you 3 years of produce.
我会让你有在第六年地边生出三年的土产。
Well, it's not easy. Sometimes with 1 year, you can get 1 year produce is already very good, right?
很不是容易的事情。一年如果能够得到一年的生产，已经很不容易了。
If it got to double, it's already a miracle.
如果能够得到双倍，已经是神迹。
But on that sixth year, it got 3 years produce.
可是，在第六年呢，神说将会得到三年的土产。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because,
因为如此。
Because the seventh year.The sabbatical year, you don't farm.
因为在第七年，就是那个安息年，你没有耕种。
And then the eighth year, you start to farm, but there's nothing to eat, right? You still have to wait.
第八年你开始耕种，可是还要等待，因为没有东西，还没有东西出来。
God is 3 years.
那可是到第九年，当你去收割的时候，其实你已经有了三年的存粮可以足够。
This is very simple.
这是很简单的。
God said, "My math is not your math."
那神说，我的计算并不是你的计算。
Sometimes when we calculate, we think, "Oh, my calculation is not enough. How can we do?"
有时候我们的计算，我们会这样子说：根据我的计算是不足够的，要怎么办呢？
But God said, "My math is enough."
可是神说，我的计算是足够的。
For example, Sabbath day.
比如说，安息日。
If you don't work on Sabbath, you're supposed to lose 1 day of income, right?
如果星期六不工作，应该是少了一天的收入。
If Sabbath day you don't go to pick manna, you have nothing to eat.
如果安息日没有去捡玛瑙，就没有食物吃
了。But God told the people on the day before Sabbath, double portion.
可是神会说，在安息日之前一天将会收两份，双份。
So you have enough. Don't worry.
你将会有足够的。
Same sabbatical year.
同样的，在第七年。
It's the same.God provide.
同样的第七年神会供给。
So if we have faith in God, we don't rely on our calculation.
如果我们对神有信心，我们就不需要要依赖自己的计算。
You rely on God's promise.
我们依赖神的应许。
If you follow His year of Jubilee, if you follow His promise, you'll never go in lacking.
如果我们遵照他的应许。依赖他的禧年，我们是不会有缺乏的。
Brother and sister, you are in this promise, year of Jubilee.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在活在这个应许里面，在这个禧年里面。
You are given this promise.
你们已经得到了这个应许。
But how are you going to realize this promise is up to your faith.
可是如何得到实现这个应许呢？就是要看我们怎么去做。
If you rely on God,
如果你依靠神，
every year should be your most happiest year.
每一年应当是你最喜乐的一年。
Let's sing hymn 160.
我们唱诗160首
160
唱诗160首